Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome to Mysteries, Miracles, and Mysticism. I'm your host, Vanessa, and you have just listened to Earth Landing Orion. Is that you, Joelle?
I hope so.
Woohoo!
Hi.
Hi. So, I don't know if you read what we were talking about. We call the show Transcendence. What is it? And news from the Russian retreat and stuff like that. So I thought, you know yourself, it's going to be good to experience these things and talk about these things. And actually, I wanted to share about transcendence for a moment. You know, what is it? Amin actually has a good view. Actually, I'll just say to our beautiful, beloved light family and those who are new to Amin's sacred teachings, this show is dedicated to Amin. She is world-leading mystic and seer. So, without further ado, she's brought through so many sacred tools on Earth, and that actually helps you break free from matrices, grids, belief systems, worldviews, you know, things that are keeping you maybe stuck in an old reality or preventing you, or not preventing, but just maybe certain changes can come about through maybe some of her sacred teachings or practices or beautiful ceremonies that actually bless all of life. and it's never enforced on life. And they're actually really quite sacred and powerful, and also a sacred type of alchemy, the highest alchemy you can get that we're aware of right now. So I'd just like to mention briefly about transcendence, because I'll go into more detail about what it is and Avelyn says what it is. But transcendence, she also has beautiful audios and a beautiful YouTube video of her. Transcendence, experience without pain. And this is just another perspective on it. And she touches upon the three stages of linear change and the capstone of change, transcendence. So in transcendence, we travel up the pranic tube to access higher realities. And I'll detail the mystical sigil of the DNA rose. There's an eighth video, or maybe, I don't know which video it is, but it's a video on YouTube of Almin. And you can actually get the DNA rose to download. It's free, and it's, you know, really connected with the Entering Godhood online course. And you would go to www.spiritualmastery.com for that. But I just touched briefly upon transcendence. And she was saying that basically we travel up the pranic tube to higher realities, like transformation sheds the old. The God kingdom sometimes goes through hardship, and when we gain the perception, the hardship disappears, which is like alchemical, then it becomes transformation. And then you have the actual magical kingdoms. And, you know, Almin tells a story about a little girl who had her hand flattened in a car, basically. And it was completely flattened, and there was no one there to comfort this little girl. And suddenly, by the time she gets to the front door, her hand is actually healed. That's called transfiguration. It's really amazing, because when she talks about, you know, it's miraculous, but also a different type of awareness, just from the magical kingdom, the transfiguration, when you actually have a mystical kind of magical healing like that. But she talks about transcendence, and it's a different way of change. And the DNA rose, that it actually isn't flat. You know, there's specific templates, say in the Godhood online course, you have specific templates of the rose that are activated, so it would be like regeneration, different slices. So it would be like a different slice of bread for regeneration. And then for abundant life, you would do a different ceremony for abundant life. So the rose basically is like fountain of awareness. And it only becomes static when we have belief systems and world views. And, you know, this is the way, you know, she speaks about like a two-year-old basically having true humility. You know, it's so interesting how I'm observing my environment and how, you know, it's even tying in with what I'm saying right now, because I was coming back from work and I treated myself to a hot chocolate, really cheeky. And this beautiful baby was there with his dad and his mom. And this baby was totally speaking to my heart. It was his eyes, everything. And I just so connected with this beautiful baby. And I was like, oh, my God. I said, look, everything is so new to him. Everything is so like, oh, you know, it's a total adventure, totally, you know. And I looked at his parents, and they're so happy and so in joy with their child. And I said, you know, everything is so new to him. And they said, yeah, you know, he's totally, you know, it was just, he was so aware, the awareness in this little baby. And he was nearly two, actually. And I thought, you know, this is a divine synchronicity. And I mean, explains that true humility is like that of a two-year-old. I know nothing. I know absolutely nothing. And you know, it's through experiential learning, experience, that you learn everything. So it's like, you know, what does that feel like? What does this smell like? What does that, you know, what's the next adventure? But the point she's making as well is to raise, and I feel I really needed to hear this actually as well, because of, I feel a lot of people are going through some shifts, major shifts in their life, whether it's, you know, they're suddenly getting aches and pains, colds, shivers, things like that. And I really needed to actually hear this, and I'm very grateful for the recent post, because I feel if you're not, I don't know, if you have to be in full awareness, like try to not get pulled back into a human reality or a human grid, so to speak, or perception, because then you can be in a lower level of awareness. And I feel when you actually really look at transcendence, what she's saying is to raise your awareness to another level of life. where there is no pain. And that's where it ties in with the little girl who had her hand healed, because, you know, she had, you know, she used the magical kingdom. She used transfiguration. And what happened was she raised her awareness to another level of life. And she didn't feel any pain. Not one bit of pain did she feel. Almin explains further that cars can actually pass through you, right through you, because you raise your awareness where they can actually physically pass through you. You may feel nauseated. And I have to say, I felt quite nauseated this morning, quite nauseated. I'm still figuring out what that's about. But and so that's transcendence. But, and I feel, you know, because of what's happening this weekend, like she's also saying, you know, you're observing from a transcendence level where you feel absolutely no pain. So you're up like a higher octave, you know, and, you know, you're raising the kundalini. It's to do with your pranic tube as well, how you can raise it up and down, you know, like at the top of a pyramid and then down at the bottom of a pyramid. So when you're kind of going up and down, it's you're going up at the top of a pyramid, it's you're raising the kundalini, and also you're experiencing a transcendent awareness and reality. You're actually transcending your reality. That's like the feeling, and that's the reason I mention it, is because this weekend, you know, you have we have transcendence. People asked, and I know I'm talking a lot to them, so just bear with me. You know, people asked what transcendence is, and for a clearer answer, Almin wrote, one reality changing to another without endings or beginnings, like winter turning into spring spontaneously. And someone else asked, how can spring in this limited example be considered as evolution? And Almin answers, it is an example that is, of course, taken out of context. Spring changing into winter again makes it a cyclical experience, but spring can be regarded as evolution of our external experience of life because it offers increased external sensory experiences and more opportunities for manifested life to flourish. Winter can evolve our inner life if we take time for beingness. And then there's another question. Why there are not more examples of transcendence in life around us? What about butterflies forming from caterpillars? Life on Earth has just recently had the opportunity, this is the answer Almin gives, life on Earth has just recently had the opportunity to resurrect as the Earth itself resurrected. The change from caterpillar to butterfly is transfiguration. One form is eliminated for another. A tadpole becoming a frog would be a better example of transcendence, since the tadpole's body doesn't perish but evolves without cessation of life into a more complex form of individuated expression. So what she's saying is it doesn't need to lose its life to transcend. And that's really amazing, because we can transcend even the Earth out of cataclysm. That's my perspective of it anyway. And I really feel that. And what would you feel about that, Joanne? Hello? Okay. Joanne, are you there?
Sorry, Vanessa. What did you say, honey?
I was just speaking about, you know, at the end of transcendence, that I feel, Almin uses the example of the tadpole, you know, evolving into a frog. And she was saying there's no need for cessation of life. So it means, you know, you don't have to die to transcend, in other words. You don't have to, you know, okay, you can shed the old. But I feel like what I was saying, sorry, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
I feel like as well, what I was saying about transcendence is, you know, because this weekend, you know, it's about transcendence and we're transcending the Earth this weekend. That's my feeling. And I think she wrote something on her post about transcendence, didn't she?
Was this on her diary.
Recently, yes. Well, someone asked the question, what is transcendence? And like that's happening. It's happening this weekend. That's my feeling. And
she didn't say that, right?
Well, birthing is a new tomorrow through ceremony for the planetary transcendence. It's the Toronto retreat actually that's happening today. And what it is she says, actually, I'll read the beautiful message that she wrote. And it's a personal message from Almin. It was posted on the 6th of October. And she says, to my life family gathering soon in Toronto with deep love and respect, I've received a very potent ceremony that I'm sending with Jan to Toronto. And then she has Sea Planetary Transcendence, which I've just read out to her.
Okay.
And
yes.
She comes prepared to assist you to do what I've done for these past years, to stand together and birth a new tomorrow that lifts humanity up and beyond the reach of a possible future of catastrophes. I thank you for your leadership you have shown and your willingness to be the way showers of the earth with love, grace, gratitude. Amen. My point is about transcendence, is that's the point I was making, and I was going into depth about explaining about transcendence, how a car can pass
yep.
through you, which I felt happened to me actually, I think it's about a month ago, and it was on the right-hand side, and I felt it pass through the right side of my, nearly my womb, my body, you know, and it felt very strange, felt very ghostly to me, actually, which is quite interesting about the next post that Almeen has, but it felt like nearly a ghost aspect of the actual, like, I couldn't see it going through, but I just felt like, because I felt the energy of it, and this doesn't happen when I'm just driving on the road, so I felt that this car actually passed through me, off half of me at least, my body, because
okay.
I felt it go through my womb nearly, on the right side of me, and I just observed it, because I was like, wow, that was really strange, but at the same time, I just observed it, because I don't presume to know either, but I can only say what I felt for that moment. But it feels resonant to what's been voted recently. And obviously
yeah.
when we're talking about transcendence, because I think some of the masters can actually automatically transcend even without being fully aware they do it. They just automatically do it because you're going to, Almeen has confirmed that with a lot of her students and a lot of the God beings on Earth. That, you and I have actually spoken about this on many times, about you were in a car with someone and literally passed through you guys, you know, and that's transcendence as well, because you're actually after raising it up an octave, a higher frequency,
you go into
you're
a
less
different level.
Less physical.
Yeah.
And, we're getting to the core of it here. We're actually transcendence, where you actually become less physical. In my perspective, again, if I'm wrong, please tell me. But you become less physical as a being, and so things that would normally hurt you or whatever can pass through you, where you're avoiding. You're avoiding catastrophes, and that's what this weekend is about. And I feel we're doing it for the Earth, where we're going to actually transcend the Earth and actually make it less physical. So if there is something, because I've been hearing all of these doomsday predictions about something is just going to come to the Earth and it's going to da-da-da and it's going to do this. And I've been hearing these things, in where I work and stuff like that. And I'm going, okay, So I'm feeling that we're preparing to actually avoid another catastrophe that could have been predicted, or people are saying it's going to happen. And this weekend is about transcendence. And that brings me to the beautiful sacred yogas that Almeen has of the seven sacred breaths of yogas. And that's literally, you're raising the kundalini with that, and you're also merging inner and outer. And you're using the pranic tube. So that would be a very good one to do this weekend, I feel, for transcendence, with the intention of transcendence. Hello.
Hi.
So I'm finished talking if you want to speak.
I was going to say that that you're absolutely right. I do think that we do transcend things all the time, and we don't necessarily know that we're experiencing it. I had that experience myself today, where I a situation arose, and at first it kind of irritated me, and then I decided just to let it go. And then as the day, I was told that as the day progressed, that it would kind of resolve itself, and kind of exist at a different level. And actually, that is what happened. And also, Vanessa, I know that you have had experiences as well. You actually broke your wrist at one point as well, a few
yeah.
years ago, and everybody was telling you you'd be in a cast.
Hello. That's Joanne just after dropping off the line there for a second. She'll be back, and you know what we're going to play? We're going to play Elf Languages and Various Stories, and hopefully Joanne will be back with us then. This is really beautiful for anyone who's into beautiful fairy beings, elfin beings. These are the sacred languages of the elves who actually bring hope to your heart. and enjoy it, okay?
The elfin worlds, too, have changed vastly during the ascension. We cannot imagine, for we are like the child sitting in the center of the merry-go-round. For us, it's hardly turning at all. Time seems to pass at the normal pace. But for many in the higher realms, until the middle of 2007, millions of years passed since 2005, and great evolutionary leaps have taken place in the angelic realms, amongst the dragons, amongst the elfin kingdoms. But these languages are still found on Earth. The elfin language is for friends, Tre Uvanach, or Ple Ishaber, standing Kre Tuanech, water, Sit Vradom, nice, Beluf Vrabi, light, Skera Vubit, red roses, Kleshba, Atruk, with Savarnet, tulips, Herstupava, white daisies, Preug Narvat, pink, Seblut Varupa. I accidentally, one day, I used to allow the elves into my house. It got too hectic and they are unfortunately not allowed in at this point. However, my house is a lot more peaceful and things are no longer being hidden in fun. But I accidentally sat on one of their arms, a little elf's arm, and he said, Gishtrakovu kurskahep tra shpertvu. I was sitting on his arm and he was alerting me to it. And one of them wanted to take a ride in the car because they'd never ridden in a car before. And he said, I know you let me come too. And to say that, it went like this. Ustanek hepspi uraesh klavater bartru huk kavu skapa. And when I said no, because finally there were thousands of them all wanting to get in the car, they say, okay, we go home. And it was said like this. Miti akel uvene karahuk pata. And they came to tell me that one of their little elves was ill. They were asking me if I knew what to do. They said, Rosie is not feeling well with specs. And it was, Ush, Rosie, Ush, Vatel, Espi, Arokva. Itchy and sick, and that's it. Gugstakel, Uladom, Prespi. The elves are delightful, and when they are happy, they jump up and down and sing for joy, and sometimes they'll shout for joy. I was alarmed at one point when I made a communication with the king of the elves to ask his permission for something. I had a mission I wanted to send 12 elves on. Actually, there were 11 elves. And I complimented him on the conduct of his elfin kingdom, for they were very impeccable. And they were so brave and stood up at times to great villains multiple times their size. And when I complimented him, he started screaming. And I thought, oh my gosh, I've committed some sort of a interracial faux pas of some sort. But no, he was just happy. Elves are delightful. And they bring joy by creating the greenery we see. Fairies are responsible for the flowers. And you get pixies and dwarfs, and they do things like mushrooms and toadstools and some of the more basic plants.
Hi, and welcome back to the show. This is Mystery, Miracles, and Mysticism. I think I said mysteries earlier on, so mysteries, mystery. And that was beautiful elf languages and various stories of the elves from Ramin, a beautiful CD. And on that note, I would like to say hello to Joanne.
Hi. I don't know what happened there. My Skype just decided to cut me off, so...
Yeah.
But I got on in enough time to listen to a lot of the the little audio on the elves and fairies and stuff.
Yeah.
It's very sweet.
Yeah, and just she was talking about arms as well. I just thought, well, there is no accident. So, because you were mentioning my arm or something a couple of years
ago,
you were saying.
I remembered how you had broken wrist a couple of years ago, and you really needed, you know, your hands for work or whatever. And you know, there were doctors insisting that you were, you know, probably going to be in a cast for 6 to 8 weeks or something like that, and you just kept insisting that it wasn't going to take that long. And you went back to the hospital for a checkup after 2 weeks, and he took the cast off you and said he was fine. So that can be, I mean, I suppose transcendence, there's like lots of ways of interpreting that, you know, like it can be kind of viewed as being miraculous thing. But to me, it sounds like if she's talking about transcending something, I think, as you said, it's about moving into a different reality in order to kind of avoid bumping into something else.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. That's my feeling. Mm-hmm. And like, as I said, avoiding catastrophes and stuff like that.
Yeah.
That's my feeling and that's why I mentioned maybe it would be a good idea to do the beautiful yoga. But Almeen has, you know, she's got not the Sari Jethi got the yoga, but the seven sacred breaths yoga. Because it's connected with the panic tube, you're doing a lot of breathing and you're merging inner and outer realities, and you're also doing a lot of work with the panic tube, and you're actually raising it up and down. So you're actually, I feel that's definitely transcending, you know, because you do become extremely expanded in that one. It's very expansive. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
and,
it is, yeah.
You know, I think it would be a good one to do the proxy this weekend for all of life, actually. But also, what I did? I was kind of listening to the elfin beings communicate, as they spoke through Almeen. And I picked a beautiful elfin card. Would you like to hear it?
Of course.
I'll read. So Almeen has these gorgeous elfin quest cards. They're a deck, sacred art on them. They're just stunning. They're really mystical. And they're just so beautiful to have, because the elves, as Almeen said already, they actually, one of their purposes is to keep hope alive. They bring hope into your life and into your awareness and your heart, actually, your being, everything. So anyway, there's these beautiful wheels and sigils on the elfin quest. Okay, so this is number 44, and it's called Bitrevar Are Stu. Create happy experiences like lighting candles along the journey of eternity, so that you may bask in their collective glow when the darkness of discouragement threatens your well-being. Now, I really needed to hear that. Oh, God.
Can you read that again?
I really needed to hear this, and I feel it's totally synchronistic with this weekend. Okay. Bitrevar Are Stu. Create happy experiences like lighting candles along the journey of eternity, so that you may bask in their collective glow when the darkness of discouragement threatens your well-being.
Mm.
That's very potent, isn't it?
Yeah.
So, you know, especially if you're around people who are quite negative, it's a very beautiful one to remember.
I remember that one of the last online courses that Almeen gave, it was on the I Am Presence course, and it was the Art of Happiness. And she spoke about, I think that's where the Elfin cards came about as a result of that course. And I think if you haven't listened to it, it might be worth getting, particularly if you're kind of have a predisposition for focusing on negativity, which is something that has been coming up actually in the last couple of days.
Yes.
You know, I actually put up a post about it on Facebook about somebody had actually it doesn't matter who posted it initially, but they were talking about listing the what actually happens when you focus your attention on things that are negative. And I do remember Almeen also saying that You know, like if you focus your attention, for example, your anger towards somebody, that you can actually, it's actually toxic, and it can be harmful to them. But one of the things on the list was, you know, that your body becomes acidic, your heartbeat increases, your blood pressure increases, unwanted hormones are released, and so on. The death hormone basically is released when you're kind of in a negative frame of mind. So while, you know, it's important not to focus your attention on things that are negative, if something comes up in your face, obviously you have to deal with it. But I think it's very important to just kind of keep trying to remind yourself to turn your attention to things that that are positive, and to focus on those, and not just from a brain perspective, but also from your heart, to kind of connect with your heart and you know, just acknowledge with gratitude everything that you do have. You know, I'm not saying that to you, by the way. I'm just saying in general.
Exactly. I really feel this has been a week of testing for me. Mm. Very much so. And, you know, I've been aware of that. Dealing with humanity or working with humanity, they definitely do have a tendency to focus on what they don't want, you know? Mm. You know, some do, and it's literally, you have to really, you know, be aware and kind of engage sparingly. I think if they're quite focused on those things, depends on who you're engaging with. But, I feel I've been very much tested this week. Anyway, without further ado, I'm going to read the next Elfin Quest card, and it's from Almeen again, and it's number 10. I picked two. I just felt guided to pick two. So this is Edlikla Ri Hanur. Let your life be guided by what inspires you, rather than by what you wish to avoid. We strengthen what we focus on. There you go. So it's tying in with what you were saying, you know?
Yeah,
totally divine thing. You know, so you're like, these are no accidents, you know. So let's focus on beauty and joy and poetry and art and music and whatever inspires your heart. But I thought we had some information about what happened. Oh yeah, the actual blood ghost thing. Do you want to say anything about that, or do you want me to read about?
I don't really mind. If you have it right in front of you, you might as well read it.
Yes, okay. So there was another post put up recently on spiritual journeys, and it was called, this is basically the 7th of October, and it's from Rohir, and I think it might have been connected with the recent retreat in Russia. At our recent Moscow event, a student inquired about her ability to smell blood. For example, when someone in her vicinity is menstruating. She said she's frightened of this gift, as it feels rather kind of macabre, I can't really pronounce that word actually. Can you pronounce the word? To her. So it feels kind of like frightening, like kind of scary and stuff like that, and grotesque. And so I asked Almeen what this is about. And Almeen's answer was, she picked up an unwanted companion that follows her around. So she has picked up an unwanted companion that follows her around. It's a ghost that smells of blood. He was killed in a motorcycle accident and doesn't know where to go. That's really sad. Very sad, isn't it? And he's trying to find a way. And then she says, when there's an additional source of blood odor, it becomes noticeable. Like all smells that are constantly in one's presence, you become used to it and can't smell it after a while. Unless it changes, for example, becoming stronger. And then she writes, coming soon, which I cannot wait to get, Esglanavet Belvaspitar, the Belvaspitar that sends ghosts home. And, you know, it's quite interesting because before because this is going to be amazing. I can't wait to get it because you'll actually keep your house very clear, you know. And,
and also it could be ghosts in the past. It could be ghosts in the past within your being as well, so that could be amazing. Because I think that keeps people quite stuck is patterns that they get stuck in of things that they are repeating over and over again. Yeah.
Oh, it's quite interesting because when I took a picture, again, feeling guided to take a picture of myself, and it's not in a way of, oh, look at me, la, la, la. It's just something that I'm being guided to do. And when I looked at the picture, I saw that there was a little tiny, an orb. It's about 2 inches, about an inch wide and round and in height and width. And it was on my hair. And I thought, okay, if there are no ghosts to be cured from the DNA strand, my DNA strand, you know what I mean? Which was like, you know, it's on the strands of hair, of my hair. It's a strand, you know? And I wondered, like, maybe there is, and maybe that's what I've been shown as an old ghost regarding some pattern that maybe that I've been holding on to, who knows? But, you know, and when I would like to say as well that with the beautiful rune cards that I have, anyone who's gotten the small rune cards, they're very beautiful. But I found if they got mixed up, you would be there for hours trying to sort them out because, you know, there was nothing wrong with them. So what I did, for anyone who wishes to do this, you don't have to, but I just felt it was a really good idea. You can buy these pens called Sharpie pens, and they're beautiful, luminous colors. And you've got green, pink, any color you want. And they work on laminated things, and plastic, and kind of golfers use them to put on their, you know, the little balls when they're actually hitting them and playing golf. And the pen, you know, doesn't come off. So what you can do is kind of color in your beautiful Rune Master cards that you got for each sacred library, you know. So I have the actual, the beautiful butterfly library painted, say, blue. The rooms of the blue library painted blue, and maybe the butterfly library painted maybe green, or not painted, but colored green. It just makes it so much easier. I spent like nearly a good couple of hours on Thursday just sorting these cards out and colouring them. And obviously the runes of the white rose I'm leaving white. But I just felt as I was doing the work on these cards, I was very aware of all the different smells as I was sorting them out into their right libraries. So they've all been corrected, as in sorted out in their libraries. So, you know, they're all completely. But the smells that I was picking up on as I was doing it was just, it was amazing. I was kind of going, I'm very aware of the many different smells that are happening as I'm doing this, because it took hours. So I just was very aware of that, and I thought, okay. And then they obviously dissipated, you know, but I was just aware of different shifts happening. And the other thing I would like to, I know we spoke about this, and I said I'd do these sigils, but I feel to do them again for a prophecy for all of life, as a blessing to the earth and all of humanity. Amin brought out these beautiful sigils. It's since 2009, actually, but I still have them. And they're from the wisdom of the immortal, my guy. And I'm feeling to read them to anyone who hears them, that it will bless their life and all of Earth and our beautiful life family. So I might go ahead with that, Joanne, if you don't mind.
Yeah.
Okay. So these are from the wisdom of the immortal, my guy, from Amin. And I'm going to instruct that these holy and sacred sigils be placed within all beings all over Earth, throughout all of existence, you've got to be with divine intent, and that it bless all of life and the sacred earth, and that it be beneficial to all of life. Karik berat vi nasva erash tu eklave men as asklavi, to stem the voracious greed of pious religions. And now I instruct the next holy and sacred sigil to be placed within each and every living being, and that it bless all of life, that it be of divine intent, and that it bless the earth also. Parit asva netva hurasta anes vibra peru. This is for our beloved life family also, to stem the damage of vaccinations. And the next holy and sacred ritual, I instruct a place within all beings, throughout all of existence, that it be of divine intent only, and that it be beneficial to all of life. and our beloved light family. Karsa barasut nestuk fi arsuk hel eshvi enavak vavi hersta. I'm going to say that again. Karsa barasut nestuk vi arsuk hel eshvi enavak vavi hersta. To dissolve the tyranny of mobocracy and authoritative governments. And that's kind of like control of the masses and authoritative government. It's to dissolve it within your being. So very sacred gift to have. Yeah, it's to dissolve like rule or domination by the masses and authoritative governments, which I've been picking up on. So I've really been picking up on it, and I'm aware of it, you know. So I'm like, well, why do I feel this, you know? So I really felt to do this again today as a proxy and for everyone at the beautiful retreat, you know.
Yeah, do you know what it reminds me of, actually, Vanessa? I wonder if it has something to do with tribalism.
Yeah, not fitting in with the tribe.
Yeah.
Well, mobocracy, you know, it's like...
Like, it's a little bit mobocracy is like the mob. It's like, well, you know, we don't think you're right and whatever, so we're going to, you know, whatever, criticize or judge or whatever it might be.
That's
really
interesting that you're saying that, because, okay, it's to dissolve the ruling and domination or domination by the masses. So it's really like God being dominated by humanity, or, you know what I mean, or like our authoritative government. You know, it's really interesting because I spoke with, you know, someone who played the role of being my father. And, you know, it was really interesting. And he said, I've had an opportunity to have a new job. I thought I would share this with this person. And then suddenly, now you're not to go speaking about that stuff that you do. And I said, what do you mean? And he said, you know what? And there was this silence, I could feel his discomfort. And it was like a very, that stuff that you do. And I'm like, what are you talking about? What stuff? That stuff that you talk about. Just don't tell anyone about that. Don't tell anyone, you know, putting people off. And I just was so kind of like, what the F, you know? And I didn't say anything. I just said, what is the point of me saying anything? And I thought, this is such control. And how... I thought I was saying, how dare you, you know? But I just thought, you know, no, I'm not even going to go there because this is his own stuff. And but I realized, I was like, wow, this is, you know, and it's like embrace, it's like a contradiction because yet it's like, oh, by the way, can you heal this or can you do this? But yet it's really like a split for all the world, you know? They're not even aware that they're saying it sometimes, you know? And it's literally like, okay, I'm getting on the next plane and I'm leaving the country now.
Yeah.
Anyway, I thought it was quite interesting, and it's obviously coming up. Don't speak to people about that. Like, you know, this is, we don't want people knowing that you know this stuff. Or, I mean, I know nothing. I'm passionate about Almeen's teaching, very passionate. And someone asked me a question that's quite deep through a conversation that I'm having, and they're not asking me for nothing. It means they're ready for the answer. And if I have the answer, then I will give that to them, you know? If that's what's meant to unfold, of course, you know?
Yeah.
Obviously, you know yourself, but I mean, at the same time, I just couldn't believe it. I actually couldn't believe it. I was literally like, what?
Yeah, I do think that perhaps this stuff coming up around, you know... Not allowing yourself to be kind of suppressed.
Who you are, John. Who you are.
Somebody else. By the way, we're pretty much at the end of the show, so I don't want to get cut off.
Oh, really?